In response to the New York State Department of Health's reported decision to stick to a public comment period only, Ulster County legislator Carl Belfilio, chairman of the Environmental, Energy and Technology Committee of the Ulster County Legislature, says legislators will hold one of their own.
Ulster County Legislature's Environmental, Energy and Technology Committee will schedule a public hearing on Wednesday, September 25th at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Legislative Chambers, 6th floor of the Ulster County Office Building, Kingston, New York. The purpose of this hearing is to give the public an opportunity to voice its opinions and possible concerns over the New York State Health Department's filtration avoidance determination, also known as the FAD.
The Department of Health's draft revisions are to New York City's 2007 FAD and would allow the city's Department of Environmental Protection to avoid building an expensive filtration system for the Catskill-Delaware watershed while calling for enhancements to watershed protection. At issue for the legislators and some town supervisors is the exclusion of the Lower Esopus Creek from the FAD. A DOH spokesman maintains that the FAD revisions were developed after gathering input from watershed communities, city residents, and other stakeholders, including from public meetings in Delhi, Bel Air in Ulster County, Somers in Westchester County, and New York City. In addition, he says the Lower Esopus falls outside regulatory authority through the FAD. Here's Ulster County Executive Michael Hine on why he thinks legislators are holding their own public hearing.
I think what we're really seeing here is a level of frustration that is reaching a fever pitch. We don't want to see this turn into an upstate-downstate conflict.
Here's Town of Saugerty Supervisor Kelly Myers.
It is disgraceful that the New York State Department of Health refuses to hold public hearings on DEP's draft filtration avoidance determination. This is essentially declaring war on upstate New York. This document gives DEP the freedom to continue to destroy our environment and places no responsibility on DEP for the effects of dumping their waste products, mud, and pollution into the Esopus Creek and onto the backs of Ulster County residents.
The legislators and supervisors in the communities around the Lower Esopus say the DEP's turbid releases into non-watershed areas are unjust. Again, here's Belfilio, legislator from the town of Esopus.
We applaud the efforts of County Executive Hine in his tireless effort to make the New York State DEP accountable for the millions of gallons of turbid water releases into the Lower Esopus, affecting communities along its path all the way into the Hudson River at Saugerties. We also agree with opinions that the exclusion of the Lower Esopus provision in the FAD rendered this document useless to Ulster County communities most affected by those turbid releases.
In an emailed statement, a DEP spokesman says DEP has always welcomed and appreciated input from its neighbors in the watershed, no matter the forum or subject matter. He adds that over the past few years, DEP has continued to meet regularly with local government leaders and other stakeholders to discuss releases from the Ashokan Reservoir, upcoming studies of the Lower Esopus Creek, and other related topics. Again, Saugerty's Town Supervisor Myers.
As a result of actions by DEP and the complete omission of references in the FAD to the Esopus Creek devastation, New York City's relationship with Ulster County has become parasitic. They are literally feeding off of us.
Myers says the public hearing will give area residents and officials a chance to say they will not stand for their natural and economic resources to continue to be destroyed. The DOH spokesman says that while outside the watershed, there was recognition of the issues being faced by communities in the Lower Esopus, and earlier discussions did include the potential for stream projects in the Lower Esopus, but it was determined that these issues would more appropriately be addressed outside of the FAD and in a consent order between DEP and the State Department of Environmental Conservation. At the end of August, it came to light that such revisions were omitted in the latest version of the FAD, upsetting several Ulster County stakeholders. The Department of Health's public comment period runs through October 15th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.